おはようございます。
おはようございます。
Good morning everybody. Ooh, that's dead. Good morning everybody.
Good morning.
おはようございます。すごく元気だけど、英語の Good morning は最初の反応はちょっとみんなまだ起きてないな。この1週間は、とても、この間の1週間はとても恵まれて、まあ、正直いろんな大変なこともあって、大学生の時の、先生の娘さんが、この、6ヶ月8ヶ月なんとずっと戦っていて、最近ホステスに入って、あと2週間3週間ぐらいしかないという、メッセージを、いただいたんですが、その中でそのお父さんとお母さん の、 あの先生とその奥さんの信仰を見て、またそのがんと戦っている娘さんの信仰を見て、まあ、彼女が、そのニュースをお医者さんから聞いたときには、彼女がこう言いました。まあ大変だけど、この残りの日の時間で、イエス様ともっと手をギュッとして歩んでいこう、あと数週間しかないけど、その後はイエスにのもとに、戻るから、この時はしっかりイエス様と、一緒にこの道に歩んでいこうという彼女の答えがあって、それを聞いたら、やっぱり、自分の信仰もそこで励まされて、とてもあの学ぶところがあるんじゃないかなと、思います。子供の時に、よく教会で、弟子になる、弟子にするという賛美歌はたくさん歌って、それはなかなかあの古い賛美歌でも新しい賛美歌でも、日本語にまだ 訳されてない、歌はたくさんありますが、今週、この説教を準備しながらその歌をずっと頭の中にあって、今日は、そのイエスの弟子として歩んでいく、イエスと共に、イエスは隣に行ってイエスと共に、イエスはうちに、私のうちに宿っている、私の心の中に、またイエスは私を通して働いてるくださる、でイエスが導いてくれることまでは自分も一緒に行きたい、歩んでいきたいということを、話したいと思います。皆さんの手元に、ノートもありますので、ぜひ、その質問とかノート、それを聞きながらあの書いてもらえたら、ただ聞くとこの耳に入ってこの耳にもうすぐ出るから、ただ聞くだけじゃなくて、聞きながら今週また繰り返して、考えたら、祈ったら、それを、望んでいます。This last week was a really blessed week for me. I don't know what kind of week it was for you as you're coming in. I'm sure some people had a great week. I'm sure some people had a challenging week. But whatever your week was, I'm thankful that you're here right now. And I pray that this morning will be a time of blessing for you. One of the things that I received news this week, from a family that I am very close with. When I was in university, a professor who was my personal mentor, we got together once a week, spent a lot of time on our knees in prayer. His daughter, who has had several sicknesses, last year found out that she had cancer. And she's been battling for about 6 or 8 months with that. And yesterday, they put her into hospice. The doctor told her that she probably has only a couple more weeks left to go. And that was a huge blow. That was really sad for me to think about that, because I love that family. But what really impressed me was their faith in this moment. And their daughter, her name is Jessica, when she heard the news from the doctor, she turned to her mother and said, well, let's make the rest of this day good. Let's grab the hand of Jesus and walk with him for as long as we've got, and let's invite him to continue to walk this journey with us. I was so impressed. I learned so much by her faith. That was such a testimony of faith. And so as I continue to think about them and pray for them, and invite you to pray for them, today, the message that I believe that God is sharing with us is that our discipleship is a journey, and that Jesus is on that journey. Jesus is leading us in that journey. So today, I want to talk about Jesus with us. Jesus is walking beside us. Jesus in us. Jesus is dwelling within us. And then also Jesus through us. Jesus is working through us. And our response is to go where he leads. Sometimes we don't know where he's leading us, but we want to respond in that way. In front of you, I've put some kind of little note, both in English and Japanese. If you don't have it, you can grab one from a place where there isn't, and there's also some at the back. But I want to encourage you, as we think through, as I ask questions, write down the question and interact with the question. As you see the points, write down the points and interact with it while you're listening. If you just listen, it'll go in this ear and immediately go back out the next ear. If I ask you in 30 minutes after worship, what did I say, most people will forget. So if you are actively a part of this, I want you to actively participate in this with me and continue to reflect this week. I think it will be more meaningful for all of us. There were lots of songs that we sang when I was growing up, songs that are not translated into Japanese, unfortunately, like, where he leads, I'll follow, follow all the way, and other ones like, and I will follow you all of my days, and I will follow you all of my days, and step by step you lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. I want you to think about that. Think about songs that have been a part of your faith formation as we talk through today. まず、この2つの質問を、一緒に、考えてほしいと、思います。まず今まで、今からじゃなくて今までの自分の人生、自分の信仰、自分の信仰生活、自分がイエスの弟子として、この2つの質問を、しばらく時間をかけて、考えてみたいと思います。イエス様は私の人生にどうやってご自分を表されるか、どこでイエス様がご自分を、私、あなたに表されたかを、それをまず考えてください。二つ目、イエス様自身を表すために、どんな私が思わなかった場所へ私を導かれたか、それはところ、それはどんな人に、またどんな仕事に、どんな経験、自分が思わなかった方法、自分が思わなかったところ、イエス様がわざと私をそこに導いたか、それはイエスを表すために、他の人に表すために、正直5歳の時に、13年間日本に住んでいることは全然思わなかった。それ以上に、トゥクトゥクがわからない人は、まあ、小さい、まあ、ワゴンみたいに、それがバイクで引っ張ってる。カンボジアで、その村の中に、ボンボンボンボンボンボンボンボン、僕と12人の子供たちが、そのトゥクトゥクに入って、一緒に、その村の中に行くのは全然想像できなかった。 から自分私は思わなかったところイエスはどこに、導かれたか、それをちょっと考えてみてください。 So today I want us to start with two questions. I want you to start from your own life, from your own experience, before we talk about from here on. Think about your life, think about your faith. In my life,Where did Jesus reveal himself to me? Okay, where did Jesus reveal himself to you? This is a question for you for personal reflection. That's what I'm saying in my life to me. So in my life, where has Jesus revealed himself to me up until now? And secondly, where has Jesus led me to reveal him to others that I didn't expect? That where could be a place, that where could be a person, that where could be a profession or a job, can be whatever. But where has Jesus led you that you never expected him to lead you to? For the purpose of revealing him to other people. To be honest with you, when I was 5 years old, I never imagined living in Japan for 13 years.Even more so, I never would have imagined riding, if you don't know what a tuk-tuk is, it's like this little buggy that's pulled by a motorbike. And if I could express it in Japanese, I would say it's a little bit ayashi, okay? It's a little bit not safe, okay? But I would not have imagined myself with...12 or 15 children hanging off all of the sides and sitting, you know, four of them sitting on my lap and weaving through the scary bumpy roads of Cambodia together. I never would have imagined that. So for you, where is it that Jesus has led you to reveal him that you never would have imagined? まあ、公言説という教会の歴史の中で方言説という季節です。方言説は知らない人もいるかもしれないから簡単にそれを説明します。方言説、まあ、方言の方は、広く、それが他の人に見せる、知らすということで、その言は現実の言で、自分がいるというのは、イエス様が、神様が今の私たちの間にいるということをみんなに見せる、みんなに知らす。なので、いつも1月6日からもうずっと、今年は2月の中旬頃までに、全部の聖書の箇所が、神様はどうやったら、イエス様はどうやったら自分を示すか。で、ただイエス様が私たちにそれを示すだけじゃなくて、今日のポイントが先週から今週も続けて、第3週目、2月の第3週目までは、どうやってイエス様が私たちを通して他の人に見せるかというポイントのもあります。で今年、水戸教会はその弟子を作る弟子作り、ただ自分がバプテスマを受けてクリスチャンになって毎週教会に来てはい終わりじゃなくて、自分が弟子になるけど他の人にも弟子にすることも私たちが目指しているところです。弟子というのは何ですか？もともとの弟子の意味、もともとの言語で弟子はどういう意味ですか？というと、一緒に歩む、共に歩む。なので、私たちは、クリスチャンじゃなくて、私はイエスの弟子ということは、イエスと共に、イエスと一緒に歩む。それが、この人生にかけて毎日毎日歩むということは私たちが目指しているところです。毎週、4つの箇所、いつも詩編 という旧約聖書の本、あとまた旧約聖書からもう一つの、箇所、あと福音書、これは新約聖書、聖書の新約聖書、福音書はイエスの話、イエスが生まれて育てて教えて奇跡をやって十字架につけられて亡くなって御霊をよみがえった、その福音書の一つは必ず入っている。あと新約聖書からもう一つの箇所がいつも入っている。その四つはいつも、主法を見たら、例えば祈りの中で何々に基づくとか、さっきはそのような章からに基づくの祈り、この四つの箇所から私たちが学ぶところが、同じ別のところからその共通点があって、私たちに示したい、神様が私たちに言いたいことがある。なので今日はその四つの箇所を見て、学びたいと思います。でその四つの箇所では、その論読者の人たちが一つずつを読んで、そのノートの中に二つのポイントを見せて、それからじゃあ今日のポイントでどういう共通点、どういう学びたいところは何でしょうか。で最後に一つの質問を聞きたいと思います。Epiphany. If you grew up in the same church heritage that I did, we are not so familiar with this word. And there's a lot of people who come from other church backgrounds that are a part of us, and they may be more familiar with this. But if you're not familiar, we are in the season of Epiphany. If you use the church season, the church calendar, the purpose of the church calendar is to center our life and to center our worship on the life of Jesus, which I think is very good. We call ourselves Christians. We call ourselves the disciples of Jesus. So we want to be familiar with that. We want to continue that rhythm every year. Epiphany. What is Epiphany? Epiphany begins January 6th, and it depends on the year. This year it goes to the middle of February. What is the season of Epiphany? We know the word in English. We say, oh, I had an epiphany. We use it in our regular language. But the original meaning of Epiphany is God or Jesus reveals himself. God makes himself public. God lets us know. God lets us see him and be with him. But not just that God shows himself to us. It's not enough to just stop there. But God reveals himself through us to other people. That theme started last week, and it's going to continue until the middle of February. So I'd like you to see that. And our theme this year at Mito Church is growing disciples who make disciples. It's not enough just for me to be baptized and to show up on Sunday morning and yay, I've made it, I've done it. I've received the salvation of Jesus. That is good. And now I share that with other people, and I invite other people on that journey. It's an ongoing journey. If you look at the meaning of disciple, the original meaning of disciple is to walk beside. This is one of the reasons why I don't necessarily like to use the word Christian, because I think the meaning has been lost. I think God is calling us, God is desiring for us to be his disciples, to walk beside him where he's leading and going with him. So if you notice, every week we have four scriptures. We have a psalm, we have an Old Testament passage, we have a gospel, and we have a New Testament passage. And those are fused into our prayers, those are fused into our readings, into communion, into the sermons. All of them come from different parts of the Bible, but all of them are pointing. All of them are pointing us into one focus, one message. So today, I want to look at today's four passages, and I want us to think about how this helps us to grow as disciples of Jesus. I will have the the two lectors come up and read the passages of Scripture. And after they do, then I'll share two points that kind of help focus this Scripture and help us to link how these four passages of Scripture mix together, and then what we learn, where that brings us to the learning point. And then I'll have one reflection question. So the first Scripture that we're going to do is Psalm 62, verse 5 through 12. So if you want to open your Bibles, we'll read Psalm 62, verse 5 through 12. Jamazu shihen, bokujuni hen. Bosetsu kara juni setsu wo yomitai to omimasu. で、日本語の聖書は、口語訳の人、また新化訳の人だったら、それは5節から12節。新共同訳の人は6節から13節。その違いがありますので、それをご注意ください。もう一度言います。口語訳と新化訳の方は5節から12節。新共同訳の方、教会の聖書を借りている人たちは新共同訳。それは6節から13節を読みたいと思います。
篇62編、6節から13節。162:5-12。私の悲しみは私の岩、私の救い、砦の塔、私は動揺しない。私の救いと栄えは神にかかっている。力とともに酒どころとする岩は神の楽器にも神に信頼し、見舞いに心を注ぎ出せ。神は私たちの酒どころ。人の子らは吹くもの、共に光にかけても勢いも借りる。虚しく誇るな、力が力を生むことに心を奪われるな。と聞いた。力は神のものであり、人のものであること。
As my soul finds rest in God, my hope comes from Him. Truly He is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in Him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to Him.For God is our refuge. Surely the lowborn are but a breath, the highborn are but a lie. If weighed on a balance, they are nothing. Together, they are only a breath. Do not trust in extortion or put vain hope in stolen goods. Though your riches increase, do not set your heart on them. One thing God has spoken, two things I have heard.Power belongs to you, God, and with you, Lord, is unfailing love, and you reward everyone according to what they have done.
詩編を読むときには、なぜ詩編を読むと、詩編は、神様はどういう神なのか、どういう性格があるのか、また神様はどうやって働いているのか、今まで、今から、私たちの中にそれが詩編という目的、神様を示す。なので、神様を考えたら、神様は私たちと共にいて、神様は私たちを守ってくれる。また神様はみんなの酒どころとなる。この箇所を読んだら、目上の人も目下の人も、力ある者も力ない者も、みんなの酒どころとなります。 So when we read the Psalms, the purpose of the Psalms is to show us who God is, shows us the character of GodAnd shows us the action of God so that we can know Him. We can know what kind of God He is. That's why we read the Psalms. We read the Psalms because it lets us see into who God is more. And so, as we look at today's Psalm, what I think we can learn about God is that God is with us and that God protects us. And the other point, and I think this is a really strong point, is that God is a refuge for all people. He's a refuge for the highly established, high power people, and he is a refuge for the low, for the poor, for the weak. But God is a refuge for all people. That's his desire. We are all the same before God. And he desires to be with us. He desires to protect us. I believe that David wants us to know that God is with us. And he wants to protect us. I think David is trying to show us God's heart. And so I'd like you to think about this question as we think about the Psalms. I'd like you to think about this all week. I'd like you to read this psalm again and think about this question when you read it. What can I tell other people about God in my life and in the life of Mika Church? Or if you're visiting with us and you're from another church, you can switch that. But what can I tell others about God in my life and in the life of Mika Church? This is what David can tell us about God in his life. So what can you tell others about God in your life and in the life of your church? David が神様は私たちと共にいて守ってくださることを知ってほしい。これはダビデの経験。ダビデが神様はこういう神だよと私たちに伝えたい。じゃあそれを学んだら今週また繰り返してこの詩編を読んでほしい。で、それを読みながらこの質問を考えてください。神様が私また水戸教会の中でどのように働いてくださっているかどう説明できますか。詩編の62編はダビデの経験、ダビデと神様の間の関係についてダビデがそれを私たちに語っています。じゃあ私たちだったら他の人に伝えたら神様はこういう神ですよ、なんて言えますか。それを次、ヨナ書3章、これもまた旧約聖書。私たちはこの箇所はあまり読んでないと思うんだけど、これは予言の中のヨナ書3章1節から5節また10節を読みたいと思います。ヨナ書3章1節から5節また10節。 We don't usually spend a lot of time in Old Testament prophets, especially in the minor prophets, which is why I think this is good for us to go through. We get healthier balance feeding from all of the Word of God. So I'd like you to open to Jonah chapter 3, verse 1 to 5 and verse 10. That's what we're going to read next. Jonah chapter 3, verses 1 to 5.
40日すれば、ニネベの都は滅び、すると、ニネベの人々は神を信じ、断食を呼びかけ、身分の高いものも低いものも、身に足らぬのをまとった。こう言われた。お前は自分でろうすることも育てることもなく、一夜にして滅びたこの遠ごまの機械を信じる。それならば、どうして私がこの大いなるニネベを惜しまずにいられるだろうか。 そこには12万以上の右も左も脇前の人間と無数の家畜がいるのだから。
The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim to it the message I give you. Jonah obeyed the word of the Lord and went to Nineveh. Now Nineveh was a very large city. It took 3 days to go through it. Jonah began by going a day's journey into the city, proclaiming 40 more days and Nineveh would be overthrown. The Ninevites believed that. A fast was proclaimed, and all of them, from the greatest to the least, put on sackcloth. When God saw what they did and how they turned from their evil ways, He relented and did not bring on them the destruction He had threatened.
ジョナの話が好きです。ジョナの性格を見たら自分も反省して自分もその中に自分も見えると思います。ここに来る前、何年前、もう多分8年前からもう、ミトどうですかということは何回か、ね、ミト教会で一緒に働きませんかという声が何回か来て、やだ茨城に行きたくないよ今謝るよ、あの茨城が好きになってるよ、素敵なところですよ。最初はやだ行きたくない、ヨナもそうだったよ。ヨナもやだネネベに行きたくないよだけどこの箇所で何を学べるかというと、また 神様の心、前に、この詩編に言ったように、神様は全員みんなの酒どころになりたい。だから神様はニネベの人が救われるを望まれた。だからヨナを送られた。ヨナは行きたくなかった。でもそれは別として、神様の心はニネベの人たちを救いたい、救い出したいという心を持って、よく考えたらヨナの心も変えてほしかった。だからヨナを選んで、わざと選んでヨナを送られた。またこれを読んだら、ヨナはもうずっと生まれてから神様を知ってたのに、神様が望んでいる心を従わず、一章二章読んだらヨナはまず神様から逃げようとする、ネネバの逆方向に行こうとした。神様を知ってたのに逆の方向に行った。私たちもその時のもあるでしょう。彼がネネベに行って、一番聖書の中で一番短い説教をしてた。あと40日間この町を滅ぼせよ、はい終わり、そのような説教が好きでしょまあそのメッセージが好きじゃないけど、その短さは好きでしょ。じゃあそれ伝えた、はい終わり。けどニネベの人たちはどんな反応があったのか。身分高い人も身分低い人も、これはまた詩編とつながっている。身分高い人も身分低い人も悔い改めて神様の身元に行って、なのでたまに外の人々は中の人々よりも心を開かれる神様に。私たちがいつでも 神様にその心を開かれることを頑張って、その状況になりましょう。ニネベの人たちみたいに、いつでも神様に悔い改める。I love the story of Jonah because I see myself in Jonah. Actually, there were several years before I moved to Mito that I was asked a few different times to come and work with Mito Church. And I was like, yada, I do not want to go to Ibaraki. I do not want to move to Mito. I love Sendai. I am not moving to Ibaraki. And I repent now. Okay, Ibaraki is a wonderful place. I'm letting everybody know that. There's beautiful things here. But like Jonah, I had that, no, I'm not going. God, I know what you want me to do, and I'm going to do it in this place. I think we all have those moments. That's why I think Jonah's story is so good for us. But let's, again, not look so much at Jonah. Let's look at God. God's heart is to save the people of Nineveh. That's his desire. Like the psalm said, he's a refuge for all people. He sees the Ninevites and he hungers for them to find their refuge in him, for them to find their salvation in him. That's why he sends Jonah to them. He doesn't want to destroy them. He wants to save them. That's why he sends Jonah. He could have just destroyed them, but he didn't. He sent Jonah first. And I think he sent Jonah because he also wanted to change Jonah's heart. He knew that Jonah wouldn't want to go. Jonah gives the shortest sermon recorded in the Bible. You're going to be destroyed in 40 days. We don't like that message, but we like the length of those sermons. Okay, you're going to be destroyed. Bye. But I think we can also see that sometimes outsiders have their hearts more open to God than the insiders. Jonah, who should have known God, who should have known his heart, you read chapter 1, chapter 2, he tried to run the other way. But the Ninevites, both the people in high position and in low position, again, that connects with Psalm. He responded to God. They repented and they were saved. So I think what we can learn from Jonah is that God cares for the outsiders. And he's wanting to act both in their lives and in the lives of the ones that he sends to the outsiders. That's what we can learn. And here's a question. I want you to read this Jonah passage. And this is the question I want you to reflect on this week. Who are the Ninevites for us? To whom is God calling us to go and care for? And I'm intentionally saying us, not just me, but us as a people, as a church family. Who are our Ninevites and who is God sending us to? この箇所を読んでみたら何が学べるかというと、神様は外の人々を愛され、起きた人にも送られた人にも働いてください。方法のために働きたい、その心を返すの。じゃあまた今週この箇所をまた繰り返して読んでほしい。でそれを読むときにはこの質問を考えてほしい。私たちに対するニネベ人って誰？私じゃなくて私たちこの教会、この家族は私たちのニネベ人とは誰でしょう。多分一つの答えだけじゃなくていくつかあると思うんだけど、また神様は誰のところに私たちを送られていますか。この2015年にそれを考えてほしい。さっきのところは神様、じゃあイエス様、新約聖書に行くとマルコの福音書1章14節から20節を読みたいと思います。マルコ1章14節から20節、 So now let's read Mark chapter 1, verses 14 to 12, and see about Jesus.
Mark 1, 14 to 20.
ヨハネが捕らえられた後、イエスは歩いていき、神の福音を述べ伝えて、時は満ち、神の国は近づいた、悔い改めて福音を信じなさい、と言われた。イエスはガリラヤ湖の小鳥を歩いておられた時、シモンとシモンの兄弟アンデレが湖で網を打っているのをご覧になった。彼らは漁師だった。イエスは、私についてきなさい。人間を取る漁師にしよう、と言われた。二人はすぐに網を捨てて従った。また少し進んで、ゼベダイの子ヤコブと、その兄弟ヨハネが、船の中で網の手入れをしているのをご覧になると、すぐに彼らをお呼びになった。二人をヤコブ兄たちと一緒に船に残して、イエスの後についていった。
After John was put in prison, Jesus went to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news. As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out.To fish for people. At once they left their nets and followed him. When he had gone a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John on a boat, preparing their nets. Without delay he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him.
じゃあここから何が、見えるのか、イエス様は2つのメッセージが私たちにあります。1つ目は悔い改めて福音を信じなさい。悔い改めて良い知らせを信じなさい。その良い知らせは何というと、私たちが福音という言葉を言ったら、それはイエス様が十字架につけられて亡くなって三日後よみがえって死を勝利したという、それによって私たちの罪が許されて、また恵みをいただくことという福音があります。イエス様自身、イエス様が十字架につけられる前の福音とは何ですか？それは神の御国がこの世に来る、それが近づいているよ。でイエス様がよみがえったら、その神の国が入っている、今から広げている、それが実現している中だから、私たちがまず神様に戻らなければならない、悔い改めなければならない。で二つ目はイエス様がこう言っている、私について来なさい。これは弟子たちに言ってる、だから私たちにも言ってる、私について来なさい。イエス様が先に行って、私たちじゃなくてイエス様が先に行って、私たちがそれに導かれている。考えてください。イエス様がその弟子たちに私について来なさいと言ったときは、ずっとイエス様と時間を一緒にいなかったわけ。というのは、初めてイエス様と出会ったときに、もうそのまま自分の仕事、自分の日々生活の手段とかを全部その場で置いてて、イエス様についていた。じゃあ私たちはどうですか？知らない人が突然うちに来て、私についてきなさいと言ったら、みんなはどういう反応がありますか？ でもイエス様がそれを私たちにも言っている。 So I think there's two things, two messages that we see in this passage that Jesus is saying to us. The first is repent and believe in the good news. Okay, it's good news. This is what he's asking us to do, to repent and to believe in the good news. What is the good news? What is the gospel? When we talk about the gospel now, we talk about Jesus dying on the cross, being raised, his resurrection 3 days later, that he conquered death, he conquered sin, that he saved us, and he gives us grace and gives us forgiveness. That is our good news. But when Jesus says good news, this is before he's died on the cross. So what is he talking about when he's talking about good news? It's the kingdom of God is near. The kingdom of God is at hand. And with his resurrection, we see that inbreaking kingdom just push its way through. It's in the process of happening now. That's why we now have the opportunity to repent, to come back to him. And what the second thing that Jesus says, follow me. That's the call to every disciple. Follow me. I want you to think about this for a minute. The disciples had not spent years and years with Jesus. Jesus walked up, and that was the first time that they saw him. And he said, hey, you, follow me. So if somebody knocked on your door, you opened the door, and he said, hey, follow me. Yeah, right. I don't know many people that would do that. But these people did. There was something about Jesus where they dropped their work, they dropped everything that was a part of their daily culture and their daily habits, they dropped it and they followed him. So how about us? This is what I want you to know. We cannot repent and be saved if we don't know or don't see Jesus and his kingdom. In Romans, in Romans 10, it talks about blessed are those who go to let people know. When I was in Let's Start Talking, we were in our training. Sherry Lee Woodward, I love her. She's a wonderful lady. She would say to me, expect sin. You're going to find sinners. They have no reason not to sin if they don't have a Savior. If they don't know the Savior, they have no reason not to sin. So if we don't know Jesus, if we don't know his kingdom, we can't repent and we can't believe. We have to believe it, and we also have to help other people to see it, to know it. I want to say one more thing about this. A lot of times the message comes as bad news, not good news. This is what you can't do. This is what you shouldn't do. This is what you should do that you are not doing, so feel guilty. That's not the message. That's bad news. But the gospel is good news. We can't repent if we don't know our sin. So we do need to know our sin. But we don't want to repent unless we know that there is salvation and how good it is. So let's share the good news. Who doesn't want to be saved? Who doesn't want forgiveness? Who doesn't want grace? It is good if people know, if they see Jesus, if they see the good news, they hear the good news, if they know it, they will want it. They will repent. I believe it. That's my story. Oh, here's the question for you in reading Mark again this week. What does Jesus' epiphany mean for you and for your relationship with others? この箇所、この聖書の箇所を読んだら、イエス様と神の国を知らない、また見えないと悔い改めないし、救いを得られない。Let's start talking で初めて日本に来て、その時でそのシェリーさんという、 LSC をやってた人がこう言ってた。LSC とやる生徒たちは、出会う人たちは、絶対自分の罪をそのままに、もう平気でそれを言う。例えば、他の人と一緒に暮らしている。結婚してないのに一緒に暮らしている。それは平気で言う。なぜなら、自分の罪があるのも知らないし、罪を犯さない意識もないから。救い主がないと、救い主が知らないと、救いが必要も知らない。だから、その救い主を知らせよう、見せよう。私たちの行動でも、私たちの言葉でも。福音は良い知らせ。残念ながら私たちがそれを悪い知らせとして伝えている。これはいけないよ。これはできないよ。これをやらなければならないけどやってないよ。という悪いメッセージばかりを伝えている。でもこれは悪い知らせじゃなくて良い知らせです。救いがあります。恵みがあります。許しがあります。誰でもそれが欲しい。それは私の人生、私のストーリーでもある。なのでその良い知らせ。もちろん私たちの罪を悔い改めないとその救いを得られない。でもどこから始まると救いがあるよ。それによって、その救い主がいるよ。それによって、その罪を気づいて、悔い改めて、イエスの元に行くだろう。と信じています。じゃあ、イエスの光源は私に、また私と他の人との関係はどのような影響がありますか？良い知らせ。イエス様がいる、救いがある、それは素晴らしい。何よりもそれを考えてみてください。じゃあ最後に第1コリント7章29節から30節、短いところです。じゃあ the last one is a short passage, 1 Corinthians 7:29-31。
1 Corinthians 7:29-31。 兄弟たち、私はこう言いたい。定められた時は迫っています。今からは妻のある人はない人のように、泣く人は泣かない人のように、喜ぶ人は喜ばない人のように、物を買う人は持たない人のように、世のことに関わっている人は関わりのない人のようにすべきです。この世のありさまは過ぎ去るからです。
What I mean, brothers and sisters, is that the time is short. From now on, those who have wives should live as if they do not. Those who mourn as if they do not, they did not. Those who are happy as if they were not. Those who buy something,as if it were not theirs to keep. Those who use the things of the world, as if not engrossed in them, for this world in its present form is passing away.
じゃあこの箇所の、注意深いところは、その言葉をそのまま、じゃあ男だったら、結婚された男性だったら、じゃあ奥さんを捨てなさいということはパロがそれを言ってない。その背景を、ちゃんと理解しないといけない。というのはパロが何と言いたいのかと、一番大切なことに強調する。じゃあ一番大切なのはどういうことですか？イエス様、またイエス様のために生きる。何でもそれに、その優先順位を考えたら、まず神様、まずイエス様、まずイエス様のために生きる。他のことを全部、そ そのフィルターの中に入れてみてください。このメガネはイエス様だから、私の人生、私の世界をイエス様を通してもっとはっきり見えるように、まずイエス様、それから自分の人生、イエス様のようになる、この世ではなく永遠の地点で生きる、それはパウロが私たちに伝えたいとこの場所にあります。So I think very briefly, you have to be careful with this because, you know, I can read this passage and say, oh, I guess I shouldn't get married. Oh, okay, those of you who are married, you know, throw away your wives. That's not what Paul is really saying here, okay? You have to read it through the context. I think what he's really trying to say is,You need to emphasize, you need to live for what's most important, and that's Jesus. Jesus is most important in living for Him. And to be like Jesus, to invest not in the world, but in the eternal. These glasses are Jesus. And I see the world, I see my life through Jesus. Jesus comes number one, and everything else comes through that.So let's be sure about what Paul is saying here. Time is limited. This world is going to end. We are disciples sent to reveal Christ in our lives. For those of you who are under the age of 60, which is most of you speaking English,I think we trick ourselves into believing we have a lot of life left. But if there's anything that I remember that I have learned this week from my mentor's daughter, is that there is no guarantee. Time is limited. And we know that this world is going to end. So who are the people that God has put in your life? And who are the people that God has given you a love for? Time is limited. This world will end.And we are being sent to reveal Christ to people. That is number one. So the question is, what competes for living with Christ and the call to reveal Him to others daily? We have a lot of things competing for our attention. But God wants to be a refuge for all people, and He sends us to share the good news.じゃあこの箇所からパウロが何を言いたいのかというと、時間には限りがある、つまりこの世の終わりがある、それは確かです。日本に来てからこのことはよく聞かれています。先のことを先にやってください、先のことを先にやってください。特に若者が、親がやってないことは、親がそれをよく言ってる。でもさっきのことはどういうことですか？さっきのことはイエス、優先順位、イエスはさっきのこと。この世は限りある、この時間は限りある。で、私たちはイエス様を表すために送られている弟子になります。詩編ではみんなの酒どころになりたい、神様が言って、夜中からその私たちを送って、で何を伝えるか、それはマルコのその福音を伝えて、人たちが悔い改めて御国に入るということ。じゃあこの箇所から何を今週考えてられるのか、この質問です。私にとってキリストのために生き、日々主を表すことを、邪魔になることは何でしょうか。たくさんある。若い人は、ね、若い人は、ね、たくさん時間があると思っている。60代、70代、80代になったら自分の 時間が限られているのはよく分かってくる。それをよく聞いている。でも若いうちにはそれをあんまり考えてない。でも時間が限られているわ。どうやってイエス様のために生きていく。どうやってイエス様を示すという私たちのチャレンジです。じゃあ繰り返して、つまり詩編から神様はみんなとつながりたい。神様はみんなとつながりたい。またヨナ書の3章から神様は人にご自分を表し、彼らを救うために人を送られる。それは私たちです。ヨナの話はヨナです。ヨエル書もあるけど、その聖書のヨエル書じゃなくてジョエル・オズボン書がないけど、その話もあります。皆さんもそうです。三つ目、マルコの一章。イエス様は私たちが悔い改めついていき、他の人も御国に入るを誘うよう招いておられる。まず私たちが悔い改めるが必要。まず私たちが入る必要。でもそれが最後じゃない。残念ながら私たちがよくそこでストップする。でもそこまでじゃなくて、そこから先のもある。まず受ける。でも受けるだけはダメです。いいものなので、一番いいものを他の人にも分かち合いたいと思います。で、第一コリントの7章、イエス様のために生き、表すことが一番大切。先のことを先にやってください。先のことを先に考えてください。その先のことはどういうことですか？イエス。 OK, so briefly in summary this. Number one, God desires a relationship with all people. That's what we can learn from Psalm 62. And from Jonah 3, that God, because he desires a relationship with all people, he reaches out through others to show himself and to save them. There's Jonah's story. There is the book of Joel in the Bible. That's not me. Okay, but even though I don't have my book, there is the Joel Osborne story too. This is Jonah's story. I have my story. You have your story. But God is sending each of us because he desires that relationship. Thirdly, Jesus calls us to repent and follow him, but not to stop there, to invite others into the kingdom. And that ties in with 1 Corinthians 7, living for Jesus and showing and sharing him is most important. There's lots of other things that we fill our time with, that we fill our lives with. But that's number one. That's number one. It has to be. じゃあ最後に、今週この2つの質問を、考えてほしい。これを考えて、ただ考えるだけじゃなくて、他の教会に分かち合ってほしい。この1週間に誰かを選んで、このことは他の人に分かち合ってください。また時間があったらお願いがある。私にもこれを分かち合ってください。自分も聞きたいです。まず、イエス様は今どのように私の人生にご自分を表されているのか。今どうやったら今示せるのか。で、2015年イエス様は私たち水戸教会をどこへ、また誰に送られているでしょうか。でも考えてシェアしましょう。イエス様はどうやって自分を表している、また今年私たちをどこに送られているのか。 という2つの質問を考えてほしい。 OK, here's my last two questions for you for today then. Number one, how is Jesus revealing his presence in my life now? Right now, how is he revealing himself to you? And number two,Where and to whom is he calling us? Where is he calling us into church to go in 2015? I'd also like you to think about that. Even the AETs that are leaving in your last couple of months, what are you going to do in the last couple of months to connect people that you know and love with this community? It's not too late. What can you continue to do?As you are sent out from here to the next place as well. Where and to whom is he calling us to go in 2015? Okay, I'd like you to think about that, but not just think about that. I want to challenge you to do two things. One thing, I want you to share that after you've thought about it with somebody else in this week. I'd like you to share that with at least one other person.Plus, if you have the time, either personally to me or email or whatever form, Facebook, whatever, we've got lots of ways of communicating, I would like to hear your response to that. I'm interested in hearing everybody's responses and how God felt. Anywhere with Jesus, I can say to me, どこでもイエスと共に行きます。お願いします。神様どうか、この新しい1年間で私たちを導いてあなた様がこれからも私たちに表してくださいまた私たちを通して他の人にも表してください God we do believe that you are God we do believe that you want us we do believe that you want other peopleAnd so I pray in this new year that you'll continue to show yourself to us and that you'll continue to show yourself through us to other people. This we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.